Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
John Ledyard with us here on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. John, thanks for being with us. Dane Brugler has Shedeur Sanders as his 34th overall prospect. Matt Miller over at ESPN, who they're grooming to take Mel Kiper's job, has him 25th. Where do you have him ranked?
Yeah, that seems about as high as I'd go, 25 maybe, probably a little closer to where Dane has him. I think this is if you're talking from the neck up, I think he's a quarterback that I trust a lot. I think the physical skill set is where I find him to be a bit lacking as a prospect. And I think that will matter. That in terms of, and his play style, I would say just a little bit of a relaxed play style, not as much urgency as maybe you want from this position. I like the relaxedness and that he has poise, but sometimes it leads to really slow decision making. That's a hard thing to overcome when you're not an elite athlete at this position. You don't have an elite arm. You can't really play out of structure in an elite way. Like, he's not a guy that's going to make crazy great throws on the run or anything like that. So I think the tool set just has me a little bit worried more than anything else.
John, I have a ton of questions about Shedeur, so I'll try to get through as many as I can. He got sacked a ton, and we know that Colorado's line in front of him was bad. But we also know that not every sack is created equal. How many of those, mm-hmm. when you'd put on the tape, were, hey, Shedeur could have gotten this ball out. This isn't on his line. This is on him. How much is the takes too many sacks a viable knock, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think you bring up a good point. You know, not all sacks are created equal. When you watch the tape of him, I think his feet just being really unsettled, a lot of drifting in the pocket, a lot of moving back as he gets the ball, as he gets the snap, a lot of not setting his feet before he throws. And so maybe that's a general uncomfortableness of the line. I think it's just how he plays. I think he just sort of plays that way. He plays this style where he likes to drift around. He likes to move kind of off his landmarks. And what that did is that made life really difficult for his tackles specifically, because they kind of improved the angles for edge rushers. They didn't really have to turn and bend the whole corner to get to him. They just had to really run high and run around tackles while tackles move backwards. That's difficult to do. So he made life harder for the offensive line. He also bailed them out of some situations because of his improvisational skill. So he deserves some credit for that, too. The offensive structure in general at Colorado was completely awful, nothing like what he'll play with in the NFL. So there is so much projection involved that if the tools were really good, I think I'd be really high on him. But because they aren't, I don't think he's this great athlete. I think his ceiling really is probably his best comparison as a player is Brock Purdy in the NFL, where I think there's a lot of kind of drifting and moving in the pocket. And if everything hits and you're on an offense with like five elite players, you know, you could also be really good. But I think he needs like kind of this perfect infrastructure to be at his best. And even maybe at his best, if you ask him to carry a group, I don't know that that's going to be in the skill set. So I think there's a real path for him to be a solid starter in the NFL. I just don't know that – I think everything would have to be perfect for him to, like, have success beyond his own skill set.
John, can you quantify his arm talent? We know he's accurate, but, like, so we had a caller – I'll just cut to the chase here – who kind of got on my case earlier in the show saying, why isn't this guy getting comped to Joe Burrow? We know Burrow's a super processor before the snap. We know Sanders is really good before the snap. He knows what he's looking at. He's a coach's kid, et cetera. And he said, well, his arm, I mean, they're probably pretty comparable. Burrow doesn't have a great arm. To me, that's short-selling Burrow and overselling Sanders, but I want to know from you, when you actually put the arm on tape, like, how weak, average, arm strength-wise are we talking about here with this guy?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a worse arm than Burrow's. I agree where Burrow doesn't have an elite arm. I think with Burrow, you have elite anticipation, and so that ability to play fast from the pocket, and it's all from the pocket, is really, really important part of his evaluation. And so that's a big difference, I would say, is that when you don't have a great arm, throwing early is more important because the window is going to close, and so you have to anticipate it. And so Burrow, I think, has a little bit of a better arm than Sanders, and then also I would say he anticipates much better. Throws, makes decisions much faster. Now, Sanders' offense didn't really ask him to – I mean, it's RPOs, it's screens, it's go balls. There's not a lot of opportunities to throw with anticipation. So I won't take that off the table for him as something he can show more of in the NFL. In terms of his arm strength, you mentioned it. It isn't a great arm. And I think the biggest way that shows up, a lot of people look for a distance throw, and they say, well, people said his arm was weak. He can throw it 60 yards in the air. Almost everybody can throw it 60 yards in the air. It's driving the ball with velocity to the intermediate and deep portions of the field. He really struggles to do it. If you watch him drive the ball to those areas of the field, some of this may be related to his feet, so perhaps some of it's fixable, but he really struggles to get the ball there on time. Receivers often have to wait for the ball. They often have to come back and catch the ball as it flutters. Oftentimes the ball would nosedive, sort of be at their feet. So those things concern me a lot in that it will just take throws off the menu. He just won't physically be able to accomplish plays that more talented quarterbacks can make. So it ups the challenge for him, and the rest of the throwing, rest of the gamut of throws becomes greater because the standard is basically kind of perfection there, where I don't think of any throw as being off the table for Joe Burrow because he can make those throws. So that, to me, is the biggest difference, is that I just think things won't be on the menu.
John Ledyard, Pittsburgh's draft guru, our guest. Who is the quarterback that makes the most sense for the Steelers in this draft?
Next question. Just kidding. I don't know that there honestly is one, a great answer for this, guys. Like, I mean, I wouldn't take one in the first round in this draft. Okay. You really want to be the team that takes the quarterback in the 20s twice, like, to be your next franchise quarterback? There just isn't a great track record. Like, the high-value guys go early, and if there is one quarterback off the board and it's Cam Ward by the time the Steelers draft, that tells you a lot about what every other team in the draft thought that needs quarterbacks of the group. And so I don't think that's everything, and that's gospel. The Steelers could be right while everyone else is wrong. It's just less likely, especially when you look at the community of draft analysts that are out there that study this full time. And if you look at the history of the consensus big board that has been tracked for over a decade now, and these things, it would just be a really risky move. And I personally just don't see it with the group to make that move. Then they don't have a second. And so then you go to the third round. And if you're talking about third round options, I probably like Will Howard from Ohio State the most of the guys that I would expect to be there. I think he really grew up a lot. I think he's really smart. I think he's mobile enough and has enough physical tools. I don't think he's going to be a guy that's unbelievable on his own. I mean, we're talking about a third round quarterback, so the expectations need to be set, I think, for that. But I would prefer him to a guy like Tyler Shook, who's older. And I think just even though he has talent for sure, but he's older. He's actually played less than everybody else, even though he's older. He has way less dropbacks than everybody else. And if you watch his tape, even though when the conditions are perfect, he can make throws, he's really hesitant to get hit. He falls off his platform all the time, guy in his face. He does not want to step into that throw. So that is where I'd be really concerned, is the NFL conditions are just not going to be perfect. So what do you do when things crumble and break down? Because they are guaranteed to do that every game. And that's why I really worry about him, was I think Howard navigated that better. Obviously, he wasn't like under pressure all the time, but I think he navigated that better toward the end of the year. So I'd probably gravitate toward him just because I don't want to spend the high value pick. And then at that range of the draft, he's probably going to be my top guy available. So if they're taking a quarterback, and they might not have a choice because they've mismanaged the offseason, they might not have a choice. But if they take one, I would prefer that it be in the third round, I think, compared to the first.
Who's your favorite player for the Steelers at pick 21, John?
That's a good question. I mean, I think there's a lot of different ways they could go, but I think I would probably say Jahdae Barron from Texas. I think this team needs a nickel so bad. I think they need somebody who can play inside, outside, who could move back, move around the defense. Honestly, I think they could make you more flexible. The number one thing the Steelers need is they need defensive versatility. They're just too predictable in everything they do defensively. They have some of the most talented defensive players in the league, and every defense knows where they're going to be every snap before the ball gets snapped. So that is just a massive disadvantage.
It sounds like a Mike Tomlin critique more than a player's critique.
I think so, but I also think in today's NFL, not having that nickel who can move around. I mean, you look at some of the best defense in the league, the Kyle Hamilton, the Brian Branch, even in San Francisco this past year, the DeAndre Lenore, like those types of players really move the needle for defenses these days. And so Barron's played inside, he's played outside. I think he can play in the box, even though he's a little bit smaller. He plays with a lot of instincts. I think he's a very intelligent player. He's a great communicator. He had a lot of interceptions this year. I think some of those were lucky, but ball skills, he jumps routes, he makes plays. I think he fits a lot of what they look for. He's just, I don't know that he's an unbelievable athlete. He doesn't have unbelievable size or anything like that. I don't know that he's quite on the Branch Hamilton level as a prospect, but he just fits a really big need for them. They need talent in that secondary. I'm the Steelers, the best path to success this season, and we know they're obsessed with every season trying to be as competitive as they can be, make the defense unbelievable and make it unpredictable. And to me, he's the type of piece that can help them do that.
Audible's an analytics pod. You see him on Mina Kimes. She always has him on and loves his work. So do we. John Ledyard, Ledyard NFL Draft on X. Thanks, John. Appreciate it, brother.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.